الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا، صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable علماء, respected حفاظ, elders and brothers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. First and foremost, we begin with the praises of Allah Rabbul Alameen, that Allah, who is mine and your soul, sustainer, cherisher, nourisher and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, our leader, our mentor and our guide, Nabiya Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, chances are that if you mention the origin of Valentine's Day being a day of darkness and being a day of paganism, evolving eventually to commercialism, starting with darkness, going to paganism and being something commercial, it doesn't retail or it doesn't retain much leverage amongst a youth that is hungry for love. It might not retain so much of leverage amongst the group of youth that are hungry for love. In an age where biology and following the base desire is hard to defy, it would serve us better if we pay attention to making halal love that is redeemable and that is rewarding in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Valentine, you and I know, is a very popular day, but even the academics amongst them cannot pinpoint or justify why the name of a Christian saint that was killed for his belief is linked to a day that celebrates the life of love between two people. The one who imitates people other than us is not from us, said our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man tashabbaha biqawm fahuwa minhum. The one who imitates people other than us is not from us. Do not imitate the Jews or the Christians. Though the repeatedly narrative history of Saint Valentine's is, we clearly understand that it is something that is paganism, something that is disbelief, and is ardently celebrated by those who don't even know why they celebrate it. But my respected elders and friends, we need to understand a very important principle, that besides the hadith that I mentioned to you, we are also, if we as Muslims allow ourselves or our children to celebrate this pagan ritual, then we are also belittling the words by incurring the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly commands in Surah Al-Hashr, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوا وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. That which the Messenger of Allah has given to you, take it, and that which He has forbidden from you, then refrain from it and leave it. Now, my point is not to go into the history of paganism. I came across something very interesting the other day, and the family had showed it to me, and I tend to structure my talk around this point. Somebody asked with regard to Valentine's, that why don't Muslims celebrate this day? Are Muslims against love? That was the question that was posed. Are we as Muslims against love? Thus, Islam always intend to sadden you and deprive you from the joy of life? Why are Muslims always angry and serious? Seriously, is there anything that you guys don't love? These were some of the comments that was mentioned. And similar comments were thrown out on Facebook and on Twitter. So I thought, let me structure my discourse today on how further this is away from the truth. How further these questions are away from the truth. After seeking Allah's help in this regard, I start off by saying that Islam is not only a religion that accepts love. Rather, it makes love one of the main components of his faith. Understand this, and understand this well, my friends. that Islam is not only a religion that accepts love only, rather it makes love one of its main components of its faith. And how that is? In fact, if you take love out of Islam, if you take this quality of love out of Islam, you will find that you will nullify Islam and you will destroy its foundations. Number one, our belief in Allah is not based on forceful obedience. Our belief in Allah is not based on forceful obedience, like many enemies of Islam try to preach. Rather, it is based on first loving Allah. Loving paradise, having fear of hell, and we are in awe of the creator of all the worlds, Allah Rabbul Alameen. That is why we love him. Nobody put a gun to your head and said you have to love Allah. It is voluntary love. Our belief in all the prophets, our belief in all the messengers, what is it based on? What is it based on? On love. It is based on love. In fact, a Muslim that hates any of the Nabis of Allah, any of the prophets and the messengers of Allah, he compromises his faith. Our belief in our own Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, there is not a photo that exists of him. Is it based on forceful obedience, like many of the enemies of Islam try to preach? Rather, it is built on love of a Nabi. Before anything else, we love our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam so much that if anybody has to say or do anything against him, it will cause us to give our own lives for his sake. Is that forceful obedience or is that love? The love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is what pushed Abu Dujana to hug him and take tens of arrows in his back so that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam stays safe. The love of our parents is the gate to paradise. The love of fellow Muslims, whether their race, their color, their creed, their tongue, their culture, is one of the main constitutions of Muslim brotherhood and sisterhood. Allah, when speaking about the many bounties that He bestowed upon humanity, He listed marriage and described it as one of a bond that is built on mercy and love. Friends, if I am to expound and expand on this topic of love, the time will not be enough for me. So why do we suppress our emotions? Some Muslims, non-Muslims, and some Muslims think falsely that Islam wants to suppress your emotions. They think that Islam bans one from feeling and sharing their feelings. So is this true? No, it's not. Islam doesn't deprive one from showing his love to one another, to one's partner, to one's children, to his fellow Muslim brother and sister. I say give the flowers when a person is alive. What benefit is it to put it on the grave? On the contrary, Islam encourages one to do so and make showing love a source of reward. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam encouraged his followers to show another to that extent that he said, if you love one of your brothers, then let him know so. A hadith that is mentioned in Tirmidhi, that if you love your brother, tell him I love you. Inni uhibbuka fillah. I love you for the pleasure of Allah. Tell him that I love you. And he has to reply, I also love you for the pleasure of Allah. This hadith is self-explanatory, that if you love someone, tell the person you love him. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Mu'az, radiyallahu an, that I swear by Allah, I love you, O Mu'az, radiyallahu an. Every sahabi, every companion that came in the presence of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam felt that he was the most loved by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In fact, furthermore, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Tahadu tahabbu," give gifts to one another, it will increase in love. Allahu Akbar.
So you tell me that is love not a constitution of Islam? The Nabi of Allah showed his love to his wives in words and actions. When Abdullah bin Amr bin As asked him, who is the most beloved to you from all people? What did he say? He didn't shy away. He said, I love my wife Aisha radiallahu anha. She is the most beloved to me. In fact, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed and encouraged to show love and care to his partners. You are even rewarded for lifting a morsel of food and placing it out of love and care in the mouth of your wife, subhanallah. Just make sure she's not angry when you're doing it. She might just bite your fingers. So that is even love. When you place a morsel of food in the mouth, the practice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went further. After the demise of his wife Khadija radiallahu anha, he showed his love and dedication to her by gifting the people that she used to love. Subhanallah. He used to give gifts to the people that she used to love. So someone, Aisha inquired, radiallahu anha inquired, why does he give friends to Khadija, to the friends of Khadija radiallahu anha? So our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what a beautiful reply he gave. Ya Allah, what the Nabi we had. What did he say, my friends? A hadith that is mentioned in Muslim. And we shy today to give love to one another. There is no time to, you know, we hate, but there is no time to love. I don't know where people find time to hate each other. When we don't have time to love one another. Where is there time to hate one another? Daughter hates the mother. Son hates the father. Ya Kareem, Allahu Akbar. So what did he say? Allahu Akbar. Well, we say this for our wives. He said, I was gifted her love. What he said? I was gifted her love. Allahu Akbar. So why don't Muslims promote Valentine's Day? And why don't we set aside a day for Muslims? I'll tell you why. Because Islam keeps showing love for one spouse and practice and doesn't make it a one-day event. It doesn't make it a one-day event. It encourages one to show love whenever one feels, when you want to, when you can, and whenever you choose to show your love to your partner. It doesn't allow others to decide for you when or how you show your love. It doesn't allow others to decide for you how or when to show your love. In fact, Islam encourages you to show your love for your spouse every day through the beautiful teachings of smiling, the kind word, the good treatment, how said. Really, and these are some of the complaints that we receive from our mothers and sisters. Mawlana, when he walks into the house, he doesn't even greet, he doesn't even smile. But in the morning when you go to the office, oh, my secretary, how are you, my darling? You had a good night tonight. You worried about the secretary, but you can't greet and make salam to your wife. But you worried about how was the night of your secretary. Allahu Akbar. Ya Kareem, in my opinion, it is not the notion of love that needs to be celebrated. Because love is a feeling that can be positive or negative. It is not the notion of love that needs to be celebrated, because love is a notion that can be negative or positive. It can be healthy, it can be harmful. It is the person that you share it with who is important, and whether they earn it or not. It is the person that you share that love with that is important. When you don't set a day and yet you constantly show your love to your partner, to your parents, to your children. So what you are saying, I don't love you for the sake of love. Rather, I love the notion of love for your sake. Understand? Or you don't understand? Love is high, my brother. I don't love you for the sake of love. Rather, I love the notion of love for your sake. Go tell your wife today this, inshallah. See how happy she'll get. Real love is to remember them when everyone forgets them. And love doesn't have to be put on Facebook. You don't have to show the world you love your wife. You don't have to put it on Instagram. You don't have to go to a dinner to show the world that I love my wife. No, that's not needed. You don't have to advertise your love. Love is something that is mutual. It is something that is a secret between husband and wife. You don't have to show others. Keep it unique between yourself. Keep the bond unique. And you know, it amazes me, my respected elders and friends. You want to learn love? Learn love from our Palestinian Muslim brothers and sisters. Learn love from them. Look at the love they have for Masjid al-Aqsa. Is that forced obedience? Is that forced love? Despite the rubble, despite everything, there is nothing there. It's barren land. Everything has been destroyed by the tyrant oppressors. Yet they prefer to go back. Why? Because of the love of Masjid al-Aqsa. When you love something, you love it. When you love the house of Allah, you'll come to the house of Allah. When you love the Quran, you'll come to Quran. Your love must drive you towards that obedience that will not take you towards the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give me and all of us the understanding. There is much more that can be said on love, but inshallah we'll leave it for another day. I love you all for the pleasure of Allah. Inshallah. Respected elders and friends, inshallah, after the remainder of the salah and after the sunnah salah, we know we have our weekly collection and we're coming closer to the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah. Sahaba radiyallahu anhu used to already give their charity and their zakat and everything in Shaban. So they used to prepare themselves already. And there was an amazing hadith that I came across last night in Musnad Ahmad about charity. They say charity and spending in the path of Allah does not leave a person. Charity does not leave a person until it is freed from the jaws of 70 evils and devils. Until it is freed from the jaws of 70 devils, Allahu Akbar. So how much this charity will come as a shade and how much it will help you, and where better than to spend on the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we love the house of Allah, we are going to spend on the house of Allah, inshallah. Allah give us the understanding and the ability. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh. الحمد لله الذي خلق كل شيء فأحسن خلقه وترتيبه وأدب نبيه محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم فأحسن تأديبه وزكى أوصافه وأخلاقه فاتخذ صفيه وحبيبه ووفق للاقتضاء به من أراد تهذيبه وحرم عن التخلق بأخلاقه من أراد تغييبه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي بعث ليتمم مكارم الأخلاق صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين هذبوا أهل الأقطار والآفاق أما بعد فهذه جملة يسيرة من حسن معاشرته صلى الله عليه وسلم لتفتح به أمته وتحوز النعم فكان عليه الصلاة والسلام أحسن الناس وأجود الناس وأشجع الناس وما ضرب عليه الصلاة والسلام شيئا قط بيده ولا امرأة ولا خادما إلا أن يجاهد في سبيل الله ولم يكن عليه الصلاة والسلام فاحشا ولا متفحشا ولا متفحشا ولا سخابا في الأسواق وكان عليه الصلاة والسلام طويل السم وقال أنس خدمت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم 10 سنين فما قال لي أف ولا لما صنعت ولا إلا صنعت وكيل يا رسول الله أدعو على المشركين قال إني لم أبعث لعانا وإني بعثت رحمة أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا اتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واختل من خذل الدين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين اللهم انصر إخواننا في غزة اللهم انصر إخواننا في شام اللهم انصر إخواننا في كل مكان يا رب العالمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجيب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة Brothers, let us ensure that our steps are straight, shoulder to shoulder, standing as close as possible, making sure that all the gaps are closed. Inshallah, this will unite the ummah, unite the hearts of the ummah, create love and muhabbat in the ummah, inshallah. We try to stand as close as possible, inshallah. Once again, we make a humble appeal. There is the card facility as well, the credit card, the debit card facility, inshallah. Let us utilize the facilities that are available. Inshallah, Allah will bless us in our wealth. Allah will give us barakah and prosperity in dunya, qabr, and akhirah, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Hayya 'ala as-salah, hayya 'ala as-salah, hayya 'ala al-falah, hayya 'ala al-falah.
لا حول ولا قوة.
قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة.
أقامها
الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون
يعلمون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد إنك على كل شيء قدير لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت به الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة اللهم طهر قلوبنا قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.